Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Oh, Fridays are a beautiful thing, unless you're Anthony, and then you're on Second Date Update. But maybe it turns into a beautiful thing. Who knows? Anthony, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm hoping I'll feel the same way here in a few minutes, but, you know, so far, so good.
Well,
you didn't exactly pump him up there, did you?
Yeah, that wasn't much of an intro.
I hope you're better than good here in a few minutes, but yeah, usually this gets off to a rocky start, let's say.
But hey, I'll be real. If you go and look at our overall record for the last year, I think we've gotten a lot more second dates out of this than we probably should have. So let's focus on adding another W to the column today.
Well, yeah, let's hope so. So is there anything I can do once on the phone to make my odds a little better, you think?
Great question. I don't know if we can answer that. We don't know what the story is necessarily.
Yeah, I can't answer it yet.
Got a little from your email. But let's get started by you telling us about your date.
Right. Well, okay. So I thought this was pretty genius, but y'all let me know what you think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Two words. Trader's Village.
Trader's. The flea market?
Guys, you know, it's not just a flea market. It's the damn flea market. It's a whole experience.
I feel like such a poser. Because, I mean, again, to go back to this, we've been there for... been here for an entire year.
Yeah, we've never been.
Not once. Well, we did drive by it one time. And remember, I was like, what is that?
It was massive. Yeah, we didn't know what we were looking at.
Couldn't believe how big. So I guess looking at that, you could potentially kill a whole day out there. So to you, that's a good date.
Oh, yeah. To me, it's a great date. I mean, I think she enjoyed herself. I really do. Like, Frida, back in the day, where did you go to impress the honeys? Like the mall, right?
Oh, my man.
Well, it's like the mall, only it's so much better.
I like his point there. You're right.
Mom dropped you off at the mall, didn't
God,
she?
Oh, God, it was the best. You'd hop out of that van. You'd be
roll
styling.
Up to Hot Topic, maybe get a pretzel
or a
Cinnabon.
I had my 90s, like, Nike tracksuit on and my, like, sad chain, and I'd just be like, yeah, what's up? It was the club. All right.
Okay. So, Anthony, what did y'all do? Like, were you looking for anything in particular? Were you just browsing for Christmas? Or what?
Oh, yeah. We mostly just walked around and browsed. I do collect a random few things. But so I was looking for some action figures.
Okay.
There's a couple of booths out there that typically have some of the ones I'm interested in. And yeah, sometimes you can find some nice hidden gems.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, so I think that day in particular, there was one I had my eye on. But yeah, I'd say mostly just looking. It was fun.
It doesn't sound bad to me. But so what went wrong? Like, obviously, you got ghosted, so what do you think?
Well, technically, we were on target for a second date, but I had some conflicts pop up.
Okay.
I wanted to reschedule each time, and, you know, I feel like I was really apologetic about it, but maybe I didn't say the right things. She was annoyed the first time, but after the second time, she just stopped responding, and I haven't heard anything from her since.
Well, you had conflicts. Maybe she did, too?
Yeah, it could be.
Think she just got busy, or maybe she is offended?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, she seemed annoyed that I couldn't do the first Friday, but it seems silly to write someone off. They have a legitimate excuse, right? I probably missed something or said something wrong. I mean, I'm kind of sometimes, but... You know, I'd love the chance to apologize.
Don't ask us what seems like a legitimate excuse after yesterday, because we are obviously
always off base, as it turns out.
But look, I hope we can get you that chance at an apology if this is a problem for her, and it could just be a big misunderstanding. So maybe we'll just be able to clear the whole thing up and get you the second date, or maybe you're going to get cursed out in front of the seventh largest city in America. It's Friday. Ooh. We're on autopilot.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. let's get her on the phone. Her name is Janice. We'll talk to her next with Frito and Katie.
Warning. Some viewers may find the following content distressing. Viewer discretion is advised. No animals were harmed in the making of this segment.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So Anthony took his date to Trader's Village, which I am reminded... we have to go.
Can we please make
especially
some time,
for the holidays.
Yeah, to go to Trader's
Can you
Village.
Imagine how big they're going?
They've got rides. Like, it's...
They have...
Yeah,
they do have rides!
and food. Like, I
okay, so I don't know how Janice could have an issue with the date location.
Yeah.
So not sure what's going on, not sure what Anthony did, but we wanted to get to the bottom of it, and I think we got her on the line. Janice, hello, are you there?
This is Janice, but who is this?
So we're Frito and Katie from Y100. It's a country radio station.
Oh, okay, yeah. This is Janice. Hi.
Hi, Janice.
What's up?
We're calling you today to give you something, right? We want to offer you this really cool date package. And the best part is it's all up to you, okay? You get to pick whatever you want to do, wherever you'd want to eat, all of it. And we don't care. We just pay for it.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely.
There is one catch, one small catch, and that's we get to pick the guy. Now, don't panic. It is a guy you've been out with once before. So there's that, right? Do you remember a guy named Anthony?
Yeah, I remember him.
Okay, would you be okay with going?
Tone.
I know. Would you go on a second date with Anthony or what?
No. I mean, we went on a pretty cool date and all, but he already showed me who he is, and I'm just not down with that. So
okay,
no.
I think I know what the problem might be. He said that, you know, he had to reschedule with you.
He did.
A couple of times.
Several times, that's right.
Is that the problem? Is there something missing? Is there something more serious going on here? What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, he did keep rescheduling. I mean, that's annoying, sure, but I'm not a psycho with an inability to be flexible or whatever.
Right.
But, I mean, it's totally fine to reschedule. It's just that his dorky decided instead of spending time with an actual human woman, he'd go watch wrestling instead. I mean, the guy's not my type at all. Thank you.
It was just a day. I told you I was watching SmackDown and we could do Saturday instead. I mean, how is that a problem?
So he's on, you had him on the other line?
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't having luck getting a response from you.
Yeah, I mean, that in itself is a response. Mm. Take the hint, people. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
I'll say it again. I'm offering you time with me, a woman, flesh and blood, and boobs, and you too. Oily, meaty, shirtless dudes throwing each other around.
Oh, come on.
And look, I was willing to look past the fact that you showed up to the date wearing a WWE shirt.
No.
I mean, I could get over a grown man going around a flea market to find action figures for himself. But you're a dork, man. And that's fine, but actually moving your schedule to accommodate children's TV?
Sorry.
That's where I draw the line.
Children's TV, have you ever watched it? It's packed. It's jam-packed action every show. And sure, you'll have a few kids, but it's mostly adults. I mean, come January, we're going to have like 75,000 people in the Alamodome.
It's true.
Yeah, 75,000 sad nerds, maybe. I mean, you know sports exist, right? Like, watch football or literally anything else. Why do you watch this stuff? It's completely fake anyway, right?
Whoa, cheat.
Throw around the F word.
I agree. It's not fake. It's there's other words you could use for that.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Like, get real. When you go to that next show, do me a favor. Look around. Scout out the audience. And, like, I imagine that you're not going to see the best and the brightest in Antonio has
stop,
to offer.
Okay, pause. I need to defend Anthony for a second. Apparently, everyone else who's listening to us for Royal Rumble tickets this week, there's nothing unusual about him being into wrestling. If you're into it, like, it makes sense after a long week. It's Friday. He wants to hang out at the house and watch SmackDown. I don't see what this has to do with you not being able to date him at all. Like, it's a hobby. It's a hobby that is extremely popular. Like any other hobby. People like what they like.
Wait. So you're into this stuff, too?
Yes!
Like, have I offended you?
Yes. Yes, you struck a nerve, for sure.
Oh, man, like, honestly, I'm not surprised. I know you guys think everyone loves professional wrestling, but I am telling you, once you're over the age of 12, it's not cool anymore. It's like really bad theater. It's one of like the nerdiest things out there. It's such a turnoff. It shows complete immaturity to me.
Immaturity?
It's nerdy. It's sad, and I'm absolutely not interested in a second date with a guy who would rather stay home and watch a bunch of dudes manhandle each other in some fake four-way than interact with a real person.
It's called a fatal four-way. It's a fatal four-way. So we're not going to get a second date out of this. Gross. I am, guys, I do, look, I do appreciate you being on the show, Janice. Thank you for taking our call. Anthony, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's gobsmacked, Anthony.
I don't know what to say, but thank you all for being on the show today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.